Too close to call, Costa Mesa early election results. Incumbent John Stevens holds a 7.7-point lead in the race for the mayor of Costa Mesa, California, over former state senator John Moorlach, according to results released November 12 at 5 p.m. Stevens had 53.85% of the vote compared with Moorlach's 46.15%. Stevens was appointed mayor in 2021 to replace then-mayor Katrina Foley after she was elected to the Orange County Board of Supervisors. Stevens was not available to comment on the updated results at press time. Moorlach, a CPA and financial planner, formerly represented District 37, which covered cities between Mission Viejo and Anaheim, as a state senator and sat on the Orange County Board of Supervisors. When asked about the current election results, he declined to comment until more votes are counted. City Council District 3. Incumbent Councilwoman Andrea Marr leads two opponents for the city's District 3, which encompasses some of the city's east side down to Orange Avenue and 22nd Street. Marr had 44.67% of votes compared to financial advisor John Thomas Patton with 43.08%. and patient care advocate Jorge Myron with 12.25%. As a Navy veteran and engineer, Marr was elected in the city's first district elections in 2018. If re-elected, she has said some of her top priorities would be safer neighborhoods and improving parks and quality of life for residents. Financial advisor John Thomas Patton was trailing Marr by about 60 votes. He told the Epoch Times it's too early to tell what the results will be with so many ballots still uncounted. During his campaign, Patton expressed concern over the city's current debt of over $240 million. Every resident in the city of Costa Mesa would have to give $2,200 to the city in order for us to get out of debt, he said. A priority for me is to pay down that debt. City Council District 5. Incumbent Councilwoman Arliss Reynolds had 62.74% of votes in District 5, which covers the city's southwest corner, over opponent Robert Dixon, a paralegal and planning commissioner, with 37.26%. I remain optimistic, and my priorities remain as described throughout the campaign, Reynolds told the Epoch Times regarding the latest results. Reynolds, who was first elected to the seat in 2018, campaigned on a platform of safer streets and more affordable housing. Dixon said during his campaign he thought his time with city service was over. I hope that I win this race, but even if I lose, I think raising awareness of the issues that are causing a great deal of concern to my neighbors is important, he said, including COVID lockdowns and restrictions that were implemented by the council that didn't represent, he felt, the needs or wants of residents. In District 4, incumbent Manuel Chavez ran unopposed. On the ballot was also Measure K, which, if approved, would eliminate the requirement for high-density developments in some areas of the city to receive approval by a public vote. The most updated results show the measure losing, with 50.61% of the vote. Incumbent councillors have each indicated they are in support of the measure. The next update is expected to be November 12 at 7 p.m., according to the Orange County Registrar.